Hi, Charles. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about Gaines' childhood. Growing up in rural Louisiana, how did that affect his work ultimately?
Oh, I think that was his work, was depicting the life that he had known here in South Louisiana and the community that he had grown up in. He had been raised in large part by his aunt Augustine Jefferson, who was disabled and was not able to really move around as freely as she would need to. But she was a very, very, very dedicated parent to him in many respects. And he was, as a teenager, he was brought by his stepfather and mother to San Francisco after the war. And it was there that he really acquired his education. He fell in love with the library in San Francisco and just became a voracious reader of great Western novels, especially works by Russian authors. And those deeply informed his approach to storytelling. And then he realized, though, that the stories that he had to tell, now that he was ready to tell stories, were all to be found in the place where he grew up. And so he returned, and that became essentially his life's work, is depicting the life he had known as a child in that community there around Oscar.
Sort of a stroke of luck for him in moving to San Francisco. The literary scene in the Bay Area in the late 50s and during his growing up was very, very active. So probably a good thing in his life, ultimately.
Oh, absolutely. He would tell you that without the opportunities that he found in San Francisco, he would not have become the man that we know him to be, and certainly not the great artist that we know him to be.
So when he started writing, he ultimately came out with the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, which chronicles the fictional title character's long life beginning in slavery, continuing into the civil rights era, and leaves an impression today, I'm afraid, because what he was writing about 50 years ago is something that we are revisiting now. Does that novel still have an impact as strong as it did in the 70s?
Oh, I think so. In talking with a teacher that I know, he's had to explain to students and others that it is a work of fiction. It's so profoundly convincing and persuasive. The autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman is so believable, so credible, that a lot of people mistake it for nonfiction. And absolutely, the stories, the experiences that that fictional woman underwent and was able to share, so to speak, in that novel, are stories that speak to us absolutely today. And the kinds of struggles and perseverance that characterize Miss Jane Pittman is in many ways the same thing that many African-American communities still have to rely on, those same virtues.
That says a lot to the legacy, then, that I believe he probably leaves, and his impact not just on Louisiana, but the nation and the world.
Yes, he's been translated into, I don't know how many different languages. I know that for a while his book, A Lesson Before Dying, was required reading in France. And there's a certain universality to his work that I think sometimes surprised even him. In places where they could not be more remote and far from rural South Louisiana and the sugarcane fields and the ingrained conflict between the races that characterize the history of this place, as far removed as others have been, they nevertheless find in their own cultures a means of identification with the kinds of people, the kinds of stories that he was telling. And I think that probably Ernie would be very, very satisfied with that as his legacy, in that he was all about capturing and preserving the voices of the people that he knew best there in the place that he called the Quarters, which was where his ancestors had lived formerly as enslaved people and then as tenant farmers later.
Charles, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I'm always, always delighted to talk about Ernie. He's going to be sorely missed by all of us.